When the previews end and the credits start, I feel a thumping in my heart. I forget I'm me, for it's then I see a whole new reality. Indiana tracks ancient artifacts, arcs and grails and weird pagan stones. He is the Lost Ark Raider, and he's the last crusader. You do not mess with Dr. Jones. He's a master of archaeology. Honestly, what's not to like about a man who's the spawn of Sean Connery and who fights the Third Reich? 'Cause a hero may not get all the breaks, and a hero may be afraid of snakes, but it's wisecracks that a hero makes. And that's why I love the movies. Clark Kent, that man is sure hell-bent on foiling Lex Luthor's fun. He'll stop the villain's plan because he's Superman, powered by rays from the sun. Just think of how it must feel to be the mighty Man of Steel. Strong as a freight train, impervious to pain. Yes, a hero might face kryptonite, and a hero may lose his super sight, but no weakness will stop a hero's fight. And that's why I love the movies. A hero always saves the day. A hero never runs away. A hero always takes a stand. A hero gets the lady's hand. But that's totally gross and gratuitous and superfluous. That's not why I love the movies. I love how a hero flies, soaring high through the nighttime skies. You never hear a hero cry. You never see a hero die. 'Cause a hero may feel the enemy near, but a hero will not shed a tear. No, a hero will not live in fear. And that's why I love. And that's why I love. And that's why I love the moon.